Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast episode number 300. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday. This is crazy. I've made it to 300 podcast episodes. It's a milestone. It's great. I feel good. I'm excited today because today I'm getting closer to 60 books and I'm going to be sharing with you guys some future topics of discussion that I will be going through with some books that I will be publishing next year. So let's get talking about me getting closer to 60 books. Now, currently, as you are listening to this, I am at 53 books. By the end of this year, I will be at 56. And next year, I am publishing only 4 books after doing 12 this year. And with the last 4 books that I will be publishing, I will hit my goal of 60 books that I made a declaration I'm going to do a few years ago. And if you guys don't know the story, I made a contract with God. A verbal one, because obviously I can't do a written one with him because, you know, I'd have to go meet with him. But anyway, I said to God, I was like, I will write 60 books. This is your work that I'm doing. You gave me the talents and the gifts and the abilities to storytell and all that great stuff. And I know when I do publish that 60th book, it's gonna be like surreal, because when I made that declaration a few years ago, I said to myself, you're crazy. And I was okay with accepting that I was crazy enough to make that declaration out loud to myself. I don't remember the exact day, but I will say that, man, it's been a long time coming. And just so you guys know, next year will be huge for me in regards to, you know, how my path and my career goes. It will be year 8 of me writing and publishing books. And next year, we'll be moving into year 4 of this journey of me as an author on this great podcast that you choose to listen to on a regular basis. So I'm very thankful for that. And I'm thankful for you for listening to this podcast on a regular basis. Hopefully I motivate, inspire you, or, you know, push you towards your goals, or push you to, you know, step outside of your comfort zone, or, you know, give you an idea to possibly write a book or whatever it is. And just know that if you ever need help with the book publishing process, I'm here. Reach out to me on my website, aquarianmindwrites.com, or theaquarianmindpodcast.com. I do get the emails. I do see them on my podcast website. I get all kinds of, oh, hey, we can market you. We can do your SEO. I don't really care for that. Anyway, so next year, I will be discussing men's mental health. There will be a book on that. And it's going to delve into suicide, which is something that I said I wasn't going to do because it would be too hard to write it. But I was able to craft a great storyline with two main characters where I'll be doing that. Another topic of discussion is how we all feel we are behind in life because we're watching our friends and family members get married, have kids, buy homes, buy cars, go on great vacations. And here we are sitting trying to figure out what our talents and gifts are. We're in survival mode. We're not in living mode. And I will be publishing a book on that next year. Another topic of discussion. We get caught up in what if scenarios in our minds a lot. We're all guilty of it. What if we made this decision? What if we moved to this place? What if we were able to date that specific person? Would we have made it in a relationship? Would we have gotten married? Why didn't I get that job that I wanted? I moved to this specific city. Should I have taken that chance and moved to another city? Like all of these scenarios that we think about in our heads. And I will have a book on that. And lastly, my other topic of discussion is working too much. Being caught up in trying to be successful so bad and trying to make so much money to prove to people that we made it, that we lose sense of ourselves, we lose sense of who we are, and we forget what our purpose is in life is. And it is about family. It's about friends, it's about moments in time, it's about creating memories that are forever long lasting. And we lose sense of that because we're caught up in working for a company who will basically replace you in a heartbeat. And I always say to people, if you're a workaholic, guess what? Your obituary will not say where you worked, how much money you made, what cars you drove, what kind of homes you lived in. What will be on your obituary is who you are leaving behind, how many people you've impacted, and whether you are someone who will be memorable in this present lifetime. Because I believe that your soul moves into another lifetime at some point, and it goes into another body. But that's my belief. I'm not gonna, you know, delve into all that stuff. But then again, that might be a good book idea. Anyway, I feel very fulfilled in my journey and what I'm doing, and I'm writing books that are not really written about that much. I mean, I'm quite sure men's mental health, that's more prevalent these days. It's a big topic of discussion. Being behind in life, I don't think there are too many books about that. The what if scenarios, not too many books on that. Being a workaholic, I would think that that is probably more in self-help books with CEOs and people who made it to the top and they weren't the happiest. You know, so I feel like these are going to be important books. These all will be standalone books. So that's another good thing, because I only have 7 standalones, so I'll be at 11 by the end of next year. I know, you know, if you are a reader, you may like standalones more than book series. Some people like book series more than standalones. Some people, they just don't care. They'll read what's good to them and what they like and what will hold their attention. There's a lot of stuff that I will be talking about next year on my podcast. I'm in the works and planning that out. And I will be doing a lot of different things next year. Good chance that I may be doing more book festivals, things like that. But I will say that I do have more intentions on doing Instagram lives next year. I think I'm going to delve into that a lot more. So definitely stay tuned for that. If you don't know my Instagram page, it is Aquarian Mellow, and Mellow is M-E-L-O. There aren't 2 L's in it, so you can find me on there. And I am on TikTok. I am planning what I'm going to do on TikTok next year. And along with that, I'll be working on figuring out what I'm going to be doing with my YouTube page. I do a lot of shorts, but I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's going to be worth it for me in regards to doing longer videos. So those are my books that are coming up for next year. And for 2025, I will be going back to a book series, but it will be a 5 book series, and it's in the works right now. I do have the book covers ready. And for next year, I am literally looking at the books that I've already written. They're ready. They're good to go. Book covers are made, spine, synopsis, all that great stuff. I will at some point be posting a picture of what's coming next year on my Instagram page. So definitely stay tuned for that. I will most likely do a TikTok video on it too. Maybe a couple of, you know, quick little slideshow on TikTok. I'll see, planning that out, trying to figure out what I'm doing. Right now I'm in the middle of a lot of book promotions and, you know, different things in that regard. So that's, you know, fun and exciting. That's the one thing that it's like, just to let you guys know, book marketing yourself is not fun and proofreading and editing your book is not fun. I think those are the two things that I don't like as much. Other authors may feel the same way, but I've spoken to a lot of authors and they say editing and proofreading is just a curse for them. So that is pretty much the gist of what's coming in the near future, what's coming next year. And I'm having fun with this. I really am. All right, people. 300th podcast is completed and done. I've gotten out all of the things that I want to talk about. Thank you guys for listening. As always, have a good weekend. Be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.